It's the overview show. The biggest overview show. The greatest overview show. In fact, I'm going to read my own notes on it. It's a truly historic overview show, I've pompously put in my notes. The one with the greatest potential outcome in the history of Liverpool Football Club. The one where we all get to guess at how this ends up. There will never be an overview show like this again, or as important as this again in our lifetimes. We can be heroes just for one show. Oh, I loved that. To discuss and overblow this with me are David Lynch, Mike Kearney, Mo Stewart, Neil Atkinson. We've all having some lovely sunny days, but now we're in a dark basement dungeon. But that's okay, because the Reds are top of the league. Well, where we usually start these things is by talking about what happened since we last did these shows. Were any of you on this last show with me? Dave, you
were. Yeah, I was, yeah.
So you'll remember. I'll start with you then. Since the last edition, it was just post-Fulham. There was a consensus in the room for the four games we were about to play that 10 points would do us. Those four games were Spurs, Southampton, Chelsea and Cardiff, and we actually got 12 points. We won all of them, and we did two in the European Cup. It was quite a little spell, that, wasn't it? Quite a month.
Yeah, excellent. Exactly what you would have wanted going into that. I mean, the fact that we were all sort of gave up a realistic target that was, you know, people were centred really about 10 points, thought that was it would have been a good return. The fact that you come away with 12 is just a dream, isn't it? The problem is, obviously, they're still there.
Well, they had one more game in the sequence we analysed, and then they had United. I think I shoehorned that one in. So yeah. Our prediction on them could still yet happen.
Well, I think we're all Manchester United fans, aren't we, this week? But
we are Red Devils.
From a Liverpool perspective, fantastic.
And wearing a Danny Wallace here, a sharp Man United shirt as we record this. just for listeners, just to contextualise it.
Oh, I forgot about Danny Wallace. Can we actually just go home and thinking about
that? Danny Wallace, but it's not one for the teenagers. We're meant to be a forward-thinking media company.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 30 and I think I miss Danny Wallace, really. Yeah.
I think he's probably a Southampton legend. I think he's probably, he went to Man U. He's a very diminutive winger. I think he's probably working the corporate hospitality at Southampton now. Hi, Danny, if you're tuning in. I'm sure he's a regular listener.
I think I was always more of a Rod man myself.
Oh, Rodney Wallace, his younger brother, wasn't he? Yeah. Who also went to play for Southampton and not Man U.
I'm being mischievous here and
and Mike's looking at me. What the fuck?
All them names just flew right over my head.
Yes, and so they should. We'll come to you on this one, Mike. We again, we'll concentrate initially on what's just our immediate past.